This is episode 3 of Miss M on Air. Welcome to Miss M on Air, a podcast about life and all the stuff that life's made of. Hosted by me, Miss M, Rasel Manahan. Hey guys, it's me, Miss M, Rasel Manahan. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. If you're driving or walking or matutulog ka na, you're about to go to bed or you're getting ready for work, whatever time it is, wherever you are, I hope it's a good one for you. So thank you very much for all the great feedback that I got about my first 2 episodes. Honestly, guys, I was amazed by the feedback that I got, first from family, because obviously family has to listen. Second from friends. And third, you know, I got a lot of messages on my IG from people that I didn't even know, reaching out to me and saying that how much they enjoyed the podcast. And it really is very humbling and it makes me want to do better. So thank you guys. Maraming salamat. So somebody actually told me, hey, your podcast is a self-help one. And honestly, I was super flattered when they said that because I've never really thought of myself that way. But I think instead of being called the expert in self-help, because these are people who are psychologists, they're authors, they have years of research in the field, they're life coaches, they really do that for a living. I think I'd rather call myself your friend on air or someone who wants to share with you the lessons I'm learning along the way that I think can help you too. Kasi maniwala kayo, I'm definitely learning a lot of lessons and I've learned so much through the years that I think it would be super valuable if I shared them with you. So like I said, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about and most of these things are based on stuff that I've read, how I'm applying them to my life, and the stuff I learn along the way and the lessons I get in everyday situations. And I had the simplest but most significant reminder about these life lessons just 2 weeks ago. So ganito yon. It all started with the basics of leaving the house. Do you remember before this whole quarantine situation that we're all in? Pre-pandemic, before you had to leave the house, all you needed was your wallet, house keys, cell phone, your car keys if you had a car, and some toiletries, some makeup, a lot of makeup if you're like me. But now, because of the situation we're in, we also have a mask. Okay, that's non-negotiable, guys. Don't be anti-maskers. Have a mask. And if you're in the Philippines, you have to have this face shield. A face shield, it's like a visor you wear over your face. Para ka mag-welding. And then you have to have a bottle of rubbing alcohol, 70% isopropyl alcohol, and or hand sanitizer. Some people even bring disinfectant wipes, disinfecting sprays, and of course your phone, your keys, your wallet, the basics, you have to bring them with you. And you also need your whole life for the day, whatever it is you need for school or for work. Meaning, lahat ng gamit mo, kailangan maayos mo na siya. It's a lot more than what we used to bring, but it's completely necessary. Ngayon, oh, by the way, if you ride Angkas or any of those ride-sharing apps, you also have to have your own helmet. And if it rains, guys, don't forget your umbrella, okay? And don't forget, you might just leave it somewhere. Please hold on to your umbrellas. Okay, I also told you that I'm a voice actor, but I am also a voice director. So that means I handle dubbing for television and sometimes some commercials, K-dramas, movies, whatnot. And so I have to go out of the house to be in the studio at least twice or thrice a week. And when I do go to the studio, aside from everything that I enumerated kanina, I also need a headset, my laptop, a tablet, or an iPad for the scripts, and my precious company ID so I can swipe and get in the building or else I'll just be stuck outside begging for them to let me in. Okay, so anyway, I work with a team of voice actors and they're all awesome. okay? They're really, really nice to work with. And one of them was really into plants. So one day I was like, hey, Lana, you know, I think you're great. You're awesome. And I want to thank you for being a part of my cast. So I want to give you a plant. And so the day before I went to work, before the next dubbing session, I repotted the plant and hinanda ko na siya para all I have to do in the morning is bibit-bitin ko na lang, then I can go to work. So the next day, my stuff is ready. The plant's ready. It's in a paper bag. So I go out the door and then I realize wala pala yung house keys ko. Naiwan ko yung susi, which I left hanging inside our little shoe cabinet. So, okay, bumalik ako sa bahay para kunin yung susi ko. So afternoon, I got inside the car, and just a few seconds after I pull out of the driveway, I realize I left the plant. This is classic Roselle, you guys. So naiwan ko yung halaman na dapat ibibigay ko kay Lana. So I park the car by the curb, I walk back, and I get the plant. Okay, so I got the plant. Now I'm walking back to the car. I'm inside the car. And then I start the car and I just go a few meters down the road. And then I realize, because when I looked at my things, I didn't have a face shield. So kanina nabanggit ko yung face shield, right? Of course, protocol and proper safety measures here, at least in the Philippines, dictate that you have to have a face shield if you go outdoors. So, ayan na, umiinit na yung ulo ko. And I'm like, oh my goodness, my face shield. So I drive back, I get my face shield. Okay, so okay na. That's like the third time I went back to the house. So on my way to work, siguro two stoplights before I hit the building, I noticed that my ID wasn't hanging around my neck. Ito yung kaninang sinabi kong mahiwagang ID that you gotta swipe so you can enter the premises. So I was like, ano ba to? And I realized when I had to think, napatong ko yung ID card sa table before I even left the house. So then it would be impossible to get to work and much harder if I had to negotiate to get inside without the ID. So sabi ko, okay, I have no choice but to drive back. And by this time, I was already going to be 30 minutes late if I had to drive back to the house and then go back to the office. So, entonces, I went back to the house a total of 4 times. So you can imagine how angry and frustrated I was with myself. So galit na ako sa sarili ko. And parang 20 minutes straight, minura ko na yung sarili ko. I started calling myself names. How could you be so forgetful? Why are you like this? You're so scatterbrained. It was like there was this woman inside my head na with rollers in her hair, wearing a house dress, nakapamewang, hi! Ano yung ginawa mo? Late ka na naman! I had this like little troll inside my head getting mad at me. And that happens to me a lot whenever I make a mistake. So there's this little troll in my head getting angry and scolding me. But the thing is, this troll didn't leave. So by the time I got to the office, I was at the studio, that troll was still there. Wala na siyang sinabi, kundi mga negative things about me the whole day. And I was so angry with myself that it affected the way I worked. And this hasn't been the first time this happened. I'm sure this has happened to you in some form or another where you make a mistake and all you can do is just get mad at yourself and you stop thinking objectively and you just keep punishing yourself. Kasi okay lang naman mainis eh na for a couple of minutes. But this time I was doing it the entire day. Until midway, by lunchtime, parang, wow. I was talking down to myself and I realized I was getting extremely toxic na. And the good thing about this whole thing is that I was able to step out and catch myself. Yung napatigil ako eh. Sabi ko, teka lang. Stop it. Easy na. Patawarin mo na yung sarili mo. No good can come out of thinking so negatively and blaming yourself for this mistake. It will only lead to more mistakes down the line during the day. Nagalit ka na sa sarili mo eh. And if you continue this, your whole day will just be one big mess. Diba? So I realized, you know, if we make a habit of calling ourselves names, especially when we make mistakes, we devalue ourselves. And then we fail to think productively and positively. Okay, stay with me here, huh? alam niyo yung mga saying na be positive, think positive, have a growth mindset. You know, you see it all the time when you open social media, you look at Facebook or Instagram, and then you see these things that people post, diba? Like, love yourself, be kind to yourself, and you read them. But do you really make it a habit to talk kindly to yourself? Whether it's a big mistake that you've made or in small everyday things. And that's when I decided to, you know, do a bit more research on the power of self-talk. So what's self-talk? Self-talk is this internal dialogue that you're having with yourself. It's essentially your thoughts. Ito yung mga iniisip mo eh. And we've been talking to ourselves since we were toddlers. This is how I tie my shoes. I'm going to eat. You know, things like that. And we've been having this dialogue since we were children up until now that we're old. Not too old, hopefully. And this internal dialogue reflects how we act in the real world because it's our thoughts. And when you think of something and it leads to how you feel, then it leads to what you do, diba? And most of the time, when we make mistakes, what's ideal, yung talagang ideal, is we learn from them, diba? Sabi nga nila, learn from your mistakes. And that's what makes every failure a learning experience. That's how every great athlete, singer, Oscar-winning actress or actor, an entrepreneur, a business leader, that's what makes them great. Hindi naman silang pinanganak na great agad eh, diba? We've always heard stories about how they've learned from their mistakes or their failures. But one thing that seems to escape us, yung hindi natin talaga napag-aaralan, is how? Paano? How did they get past that mistake and turn it into something good for themselves? Paano nila nalampasan yon? It's so nice to hear the success story, but then you don't see the little things that they had to do when they made a mistake. Sometimes we're just looking at that, wow, he's so successful. He or she is so good at what they do. But we don't see those steps na kinailangan nilang gawin to get where they are right now. And those mistakes along the way and how they got past those. And I realized, what is that gap between knowing you messed up and improving yourself because of that? It all lies in how you react and how you talk to yourself after you made the mistake. So balikan natin yung nangyari sa akin. Yung napakasimpleng apat na beses na pagbalik sa bahay. What if instead of getting mad at myself the entire day na kung ano-ano na yung sinabi ko sa sarili ko, what if I just said, okay, you're becoming really forgetful lately. Next time, make a checklist bago ka lumabas ng bahay. Look at all your things and make sure everything's with you before you actually get inside the car or before you take a ride to get to work. Diba? Sasabihan mo lang yung sarili mo na o nagkamali ka dyan sa point A, huwag mo nang ulitin. Ito yung pwede mong gawin para hindi mo na gawin ulit. Instead of calling yourself names. So, how many times were you unkind to yourself because you made a mistake? And you say things like, asa na yung utak mo? Bakit hindi ka makafocus? Ang bobo mo? All that negative self-talk isn't helpful, guys. You know, these could be things that people have told us since we were kids, by family, by friends, or whoever. And we don't have to replay these words over and over in our minds. That's not helpful. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, I still believe in the power of self-critique. Yung pag-aaralan mo kung saan ka pwede mag-improve. Pero dapat objective. Like imagine you have a classroom in your head and you have two teachers and they're both trying to teach you something new. So dalawang teacher sa utak mo. So sino ang mas masarap pakinggan? Kanino ka mas matututo? Kay teacher A na walang sinabi kundi ang bobo mo, bakit hindi mo maintindihan? Or kay teacher B na nagsasabing, okay, hindi mo pa to alam, pero pag-aralan natin. And then if you make a mistake, teacher A will just keep getting angry at you. Hindi mo talaga to magigets! or napakatamad mo. But teacher B will say, nagkamali ka, ito yung nangyari. What did you learn? And what can we do better next time? So hands down, guys, we're going with teacher B. Diba? And you've got to be that teacher B in your heads. That little voice, it's got to be that. And we have to be conscious of that. Huh? It all starts with the thoughts you're thinking. Because words you use when you talk to yourself, they do matter. So be aware of what you're constantly saying to yourself. And if you're always putting yourself down and calling yourself names, eventually you'll start to believe it, and that will be your truth. And that shouldn't be the case. Or if you're doing something hard and you cry, "This is so hard, ayoko na." Don't you want someone to tell you, "Hey, it's okay, I know it's hard, but we can do this, okay?" And if you can't get those words from somebody else, you've got to get them from yourself. If you can't find anyone to give you advice, the best person to give you advice is yourself. Guys, you gotta be your own best friend. What is a best friend? It's someone who encourages you, tells you things like, "Kaya mo yan, we can do this, tiwala lang." And at the same time, your best friend tells you the truth if you make a mistake. But it's always coming from a place of love and not a place of anger or a place of ridicule. So, kung may ginawa kang pagkakamali na alam mo sa puso mong mali, you have to acknowledge that. But don't dig yourself down deep in a hole and blame yourself continuously for that. Diba? A true friend, and you have to be a true friend to yourself, will tell you what you did wrong. That's true. But this friend will say so with firmness and with kindness. And that friend will help you get back on your feet and start all over again. And, you know, guys, you gotta be that friend for yourself, first and foremost. So mindfulness is key. There was a 2019 study of elementary school kids in the US that showed those who engaged in negative self-talk, yung mga kids na nagsasabing, "Hindi ko to kaya, ang hirap, I'm so stupid, I'll never get to do this," they had the lowest grades, they had the worst outputs, and they were the most likely to drop out. But there's a silver lining to that. This same study showed that there were positive correlations with self-talk and those kids. When they taught themselves, nung tinuruan nila yung sarili nila, how to talk to themselves with kindness and with encouragement. They learned how to change the negative self-talk into positive self-talk, and they encouraged themselves, they talked to themselves with kindness, and it led to improvements in their output, to progress, better grades, and increased confidence. And what is self-talk but the way we think? You can direct those thoughts, guys. So mute those negative voices in your head when they start becoming too noisy. Talk to yourself with kindness, because the loudest and most relevant voice should be the one that loves you. It should be yours. So have a great day, everyone. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Miss M on Air. Follow me on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, look for me on Instagram at MSM on Air. That's MSMONAIR. Have a good one. I love you all, and stay tuned for the next episode.